Some years ago, when Poland was still under communist control, the Prime Minister ordered the crucifixes removed from all classroom walls and other public places. Catholic bishops protested against the ban, which has stirred waves of anger and resentment all across Poland. Ultimately, the government relented not and insisted in the removal of the crucifixes, particularly in the classrooms and public places. One jealous communist school administrator took the crosses down from all of his classroom and lecturers' halls where they were hung since the school founding. Day after, a group of parents entered school and hung more crosses. The administrator promptly had these crosses taken down again as well. The next day, over 600 students stayed a sit-in. After that, they marched round the street with crucifixes held high above their head. The procession was concluded in a nearby church where they were joined by over 5,000 other students from nearby schools for the morning prayer in support of the protest. The priest who came out of the church to address them delivered a powerful message to the congregation that morning with the team. There is no Poland without the crosses. Indeed, there is no Poland without the cross, and there is no universe without the cross. In fact, without the cross, the world will collapse because the foundation and the redemption of the world were wrought and perfected upon the cross. The reading today's liturgy demands us with the reality of accepting the intensely painful and hard way of the cross as the only and true cause of discipleship and success in life, because the lesson of the cross are as follows: no pain, no gain, no difficulties, no heroism, or we talk like the religion, no Good Friday, no Easter Sunday. In the gospel reading, Jesus wants to tell us not to carry the rose if we are not ready to handle the thorns, by charging us to carry our own crosses individually and follow him. Every message of the cross is usually prone to reject from cradle because we are living in a society where the young people want to become famous, herald, rich, and influent without sacrifice and hard work. Where parents want to enjoy fruit of labor without training their children to an enviable moral and spiritual standard. Where we desire abundant life or ultimate life without Christ Jesus. The cross for the Jews represents wickedness, cruelty. It is the symbol of shame, weakness, and disgrace. It is a tradition of punishment of offenders. That was why Jesus was crucified along two other criminals. And today's gospel we hear, after correcting Peter for trying to reverse him from what would be his way of the cross in Jerusalem, Jesus declared three conditions for anyone who would become and live as his disciple. Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. The principle of deny yourself or self-abandonment was the major instrument Abraham used to win the heart of God by his willingness to offer his one and the only one son to the point that God swore an oath for his good. God expects us to put him first, our neighbor the second, before ourselves. We equally see Jeremiah's exemplary model of carrying the cross. He was rejected, crushed, assaulted, and forsaken. Yes, he never abandoned the cross. Even when he did, God persuaded him that it is the only self-denial or abandonment that guarantees life in Christ Jesus. Take up our cross. The second reading reminds us not to model ourselves according to standards of this world. The cross is already rejected emblem for the world. So those who love Jesus should go against the world's notion of the cross as a cross, shame, loss, that, offensive. We live in a society where everyone wants to be successful by any means necessary and achieve some goal according to the worldly standard of deceit, profiteering, racketeering, corruption, and bribery. However, avoiding this step is the pain we undergo in order to gain and win with Christ Jesus, who went through suffering and who is an expert in turning nothing into something and turning nobody into somebody. In Jesus Christ, the cross became the way to gain life, happiness, and joy. As again, the world standard of loss, shame, death, and disgrace, Jeremiah was exceptionally outstanding and again the standards of the Jews. He was hated, that he was the cross he bore for Christ's sake. To follow someone who had asked us to take up our cross daily seems foolish. In the words of St. Paul, here we are foolish for Christ. According to a saint to be, Bishop Fulton Sheen said, to be fool for Christ is the greatest compliment the world can give. There is an ancient legend about Peter. At the time of the great persecution under Nero, the Christians of Rome told Peter, get out of town, find your safety, go to other place and preach the gospel because you are so valuable. Peter hastily hurried out of town as fast as he could, but he slowly walked away from the city. He was met by Jesus Christ, going toward the city, Peter said to him, "Where are you going, Lord?" To which Jesus replied, "Back to Rome to be crucified with my people." "And where are you going, Peter?" Peter's eyes filled with tears of remorse as he turned and walked back to Rome, where he was crucified head down, feeling that he was not worthy to die as the same manner of his Lord. Today, Jesus' question to Peter comes to us also. Where are you going? Are we going with Christ or away from him and from his cross? Let us ask our Lord Jesus today to help us to see our crosses not as burdens, but as opportunity to help construct a better world in his name. Through our cross, in his service, we can achieve a better life for ourselves and others. Let us take up our cross and take up the cause for Christ.